Well, back to some stories on these shores. If you've got an issue that you want to bring to the rest of the nation's attention, there's no place you'd rather be right now than in New Hampshire. The home of the first in the nation presidential primary is now also home to enterprising advocates jockeying for the spotlight. And as Sam Evans Brown of Here and Now contributor New Hampshire Public Radio reports, name just about any issue and there's someone in the Granite State talking about it.
Let's just start with an incomplete list of some of the different advocacy groups active in New Hampshire right now. There are two different climate groups, one founded by activist and author Bill McKibben, and another funded by liberal billionaire Tom Steyer. AARP is training folks to ask about defending Social Security. There's the campaign finance reform effort, the New Hampshire Rebellion. There's the bipartisan Budget First Coalition that wants candidates to say how they'd fix the deficit. And, of course, these guys.
Let's stamp money out of politics. Come on and join me now.
That's a representative of the Stamp Stampede, another campaign finance reform group founded by Ben Cohen, better known as Ben of Ben and Jerry's. These days, wherever there are town hall meetings, for every member of the public who just genuinely has a question to ask, there seem to be two people who have an agenda.
Hi, my name is Brenda Bouchard. I live in Madbury. I've been a caregiver for...
Here's one from a recent Governor Scott Walker event.
...with Alzheimer's. By 2050, it's projected that 28 million baby boomers will have Alzheimer's. So my question to you is, what will you do in your presidential campaign and beyond to ensure this devastating disease, as well as the potential bankruptcy to Medicare and Medicaid, get the attention they so greatly need and deserve? Thank you, Governor.
No,
this is called bird dogging. The questions are well rehearsed, crisply delivered, and point the candidate toward a desired answer. Groups offer trainings for how to do this well and have talking points and scripts on their websites. For these folks, the campaign trail is a stage to get their issue front and center, and it contrasts starkly with the mythical New Hampshire primary town hall, where individual voters confront candidates one-on-one with no agenda other than their own. And if bird dogging alone doesn't work, you can try what college climate activists with 350 New Hampshire did at a Hillary Clinton event in July. Heckle. The chants died down very quickly, and a banner unfurled by the student activists was soon obscured as the crowd gave a standing ovation to Clinton. But for one news cycle, everyone was talking about Clinton and climate. David Redlosk is a political scientist at Rutgers. He says showing up at these events is a great way of drawing attention.
The media is all over these events in Iowa and New Hampshire, and so you're standing there asking your question. There's a decent chance it'll be your soundbite on the evening news.
But does it actually work? Do these campaigns lead to policy changes? It's a complicated question to answer. But if you were to point to one success, it might be the campaign to make health care reform a major issue in the 2004 election. Brian Hawkins, a union organizer in New Hampshire, was part of that push when he was fresh out of college. Mostly, this campaign turned out people wearing their trademark purple shirts asking about health care to every campaign event on the calendar.
I think when you heard the candidates start to say things like, oh, I see the purple people are here, and they'd start talking about health care. For me, that was a turning point where you started to see people, they really felt like they needed to make it a part of their stump speech.
This 2004 campaign was paid for by a major national labor union, the SEIU, which had the wherewithal to carry through with the campaign as primary season wore on. But in New Hampshire, it began with asking towns to pass resolutions in favor of quality health care in town meetings and signing up more than 50,000 New Hampshire people in a pro-health care reform petition in the days before online petition drives. A lot of these efforts are using the same tactics as the I'm a healthcare voter campaign. But as the number of groups asking questions like these starts to proliferate, can they break through the noise? David Redlosk, the political scientist, says candidates are starting to get savvier and try to filter the questions they are taking at big public events to suit their existing platforms. He thinks these days a quieter approach might be more effective.
Virtually any candidate will talk to you right now, closed door in particular, because they want to hear from you, but they hope to get you to say nice things about them. That approach is going to be a heck of a lot more effective than, you know, a bunch of people standing around in T-shirts and asking potentially hostile questions to get attention.
And lo and behold, there are groups doing just that this year. a bipartisan group called Our Kids New Hampshire has begun meeting privately with presidential candidates. The group is worried about the opportunity gap, the way race, wealth, and background combine to perpetuate inequities for certain kids. But not everyone will be able to get a private meeting with a presidential candidate. And as the cottage industry of issue campaigns continues to grow in New Hampshire, there's likely room for every strategic approach, accordions and private meetings included.
Stamp those bucks till your arms they cramp.
For Here and Now, I'm Sam Evans Brown in New Hampshire.